This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There have been signs of late, as we have been telling you, that the American housing market is cooling a bit. Rising mortgage rates will do that to you, right? Same thing is happening, though, in China, the slowdown, that is, but for different reasons. A lot of property developers over there are running out of money, so they are not finishing construction of homes they have already sold. That is happening in hundreds of construction projects in 100 or more Chinese cities. And a whole lot of the people who bought those now unfinished homes are none too happy. Marketplace's Jennifer Pack has that one.
Back in 2015, singer-songwriter Chen Peng bought a condo in the central Chinese city of Zhengzhou. He drove me to the place last year. That one's mine, building 6, he says, pointing to rows of skeletal buildings. There are some 6,000 units at the Qifucheng project.
All the buildings have roofs except for two, but only the building frames are complete.
Construction stopped in 2019, he says. Since then, he's petitioned local officials, protested, got detained, even released a song about the injustices homebuyers face. But it changed nothing. Except his song is now censored online. Chen Peng, like many in China, bought the condo before full construction started. He put down a massive deposit, 50%. That money was meant for the construction. But now the funds are gone.
Some people say the developer squandered the money in Southeast Asia. That's the rumor.
There was no response from the property developer when I reached out. But China's real estate firms have spent recklessly for decades, the most notorious being property giant Evergrande. And this went on because developers, Chinese banks, and citizens all had faith that home prices only went up. Homebuyer Daisy Wong.
A few years ago, when a new project came on the market, it would be sold out immediately. Home buyers felt they had to buy right away because prices might keep going up.
She and her family put a deposit on a pre-sale condo on a development called Xitang in Zhengzhou City last October. Construction stopped 2 months later because of a lack of funds. This video shows dozens of homeowners protesting the developers of the Xitang project. Now, if Daisy Wong were in the U.S., she could just default and maybe lose the 10% deposit. But in China, people start loan payments even before the condo is complete.
We have got a 30-year mortgage. The monthly installment is about $840. It's a lot of pressure on us.
Now that China's economy is slowing down, owners of unfinished condos have become more vocal. People like musician Chen Peng are just fed up. He used to max out credit cards and once survived off potatoes for 72 days straight just to make his mortgage payments.
I used to think a home mortgage was like a business loan. You have to pay the bank back when everything works out or not. But now, when I think about it, the banks are just dumping all the risk on the home buyers.
He stopped paying his mortgage, which is a big deal. Just ask entrepreneur Shane Wu in Beijing, who defaulted on his home loans when his business ventures went bad. He's now on a so-called deadbeats list.
I'm like a socially dead person. Debt collecting agencies keep calling me, my friends, my family, and everyone on my contact list. They all know I went bankrupt, which makes it hard to restart my life again.
As for musician Chen Peng, he says he's lost a lot already on his unfinished home in Zhengzhou. He says he'll only start repaying the loan once construction starts again at his condo. I'm Jennifer Pack for Marketplace.